我们仍然打开约翰福音第一章。
We'll continue to open John chapter 1.
我们就读一节约翰福音第一章十四节。
We'll read only one verse, verse 14.
我希望能够把这一节圣经大家都能够背起来。
I'd like you to memorize this verse.
我愿中文读，五号弟兄就英文读。
I'll read in Chinese and then read in English.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们再读一遍。
We'll read once again.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
We'll read English together. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音可以说是我一生当中我觉得必读的福音。
The Gospel of John, throughout my life, I think it's the Gospel of necessity.
特别是第一节，第一章第一节到第十八节。
Especially chapter 1, verse 1 through 18.
我可以说我从小是生在一个基督徒家庭的里面。
I was born in a Christian family.
我的父母是一对非常爱主的基督徒。
My parents loved the Lord very much.
我小的时候可以说是受了一个非常美好的宗教的教育。
When I was young, I had a very good religious teaching.
我年轻的时候可以说受了教会学校美好的教育。
And I was young, I was raised in a Christian school.
但是我总是不能够了解说为什么我要相信耶稣才能够得救。
But still I couldn't understand why I have to believe Jesus to be saved.
到底他是谁？
Who is he?
是为什么说他是神的儿子？
Why we say he is the son of God?
那神怎么样的生他的儿子耶稣基督？
How can God born a Son.
虽然我到礼拜堂去做礼拜，
although I go to church,
虽然我早晚祷告，
although I prayed,
虽然我读圣经，
although I read the Bible,
虽然我吃饭的时候祷告，
although I say grace before meal,
但是我总是不了解说为什么我要相信耶稣。
But yet, I couldn't understand why I have to believe in Jesus.
到底他是谁？
Who is he really?
等到我长大了以后，
Until I grew up.
我读了约翰福音第一章第一节到十八节。
I read the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 1 through 18.
忽然我醒悟过来。
All of a sudden, I came to understanding.
我知道我所相信的这位耶稣他是真神。
I know that the Lord Jesus that I believed is the true God.
所以这十八节圣经可以说是非常的宝贵。
So these first 18 verses are very very precious.
这十八节圣经也可以说约翰写约翰福音的时候它是一个概论。
And you can say it's the overview of the Gospel of John.
最主要的话都放在这十八节的圣经的里面。
The most essential words are in these 18 verses.
以后他就一一的，他就把耶稣所说所行的都记载下来。
Afterwards, he recorded Jesus' words and his deeds.
我们看到第一节到第三节，让我们能够知道，这位耶稣乃是神的道，也可以说是神的话。
Verse 1 through 3 says he is the word of God.
他不但是神的话，他也是 创造者。
Not only is he the Word of God, he is also the Creator.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made.
但是创造，我们有时候觉得跟我们有直接的关系。
Sometimes we felt creation has to do with us.
但是有时候我们也忽略了这个创造我与我们的关系。
But oftentimes we neglect the relationship between this creator and us.
但是第四节就接下去说，他是生命的源头。
Then verse 4 says, He is the source of life.
他是生命的光。
He is the light of life.
他是真理的光。
He is the light of truth.
我们若是没有生命，我们人就死亡。
If we don't have life, we will be dead.
我们若是没有生命在我们的里面，我们活不过是像死人死尸在行走一样的。
If we don't have life in us, we're like dead corpse walking.
但是感谢我们的神，差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到地上，成了我们的生命。
We thank our God, He sent His Son to this earth to be our life.
这生命是在他的里面。
Life is in Him.
这生命成了我们的光。
That life is the light of man.
我们若是黑夜走路，没有月亮，没有星辰的时候，我们也不晓得走到哪里去。
At night, if there is no moon or star, we won't know where to go.
我们的人生若是没有光的时候，我们的人生也是何等的黑暗，何等的无望。
In our life, we don't have light. How dark it is! How hopeless it is!
但是这一个生命在耶稣的里面，这一个生命也是你我的光。
But in Jesus, this life is the light of you and me.
也是真理的光。
It is also the light of truth.
我们常常有时候看不见真理。
We may not be able to see truth.
我们说这个世界上没有真理。
We say there is no truth on this earth.
不过这一个世界真正有时候是没有真理的。
Indeed, sometimes this earth doesn't have truth.
我们说觉得有人觉得这个人真是无理取闹。
We say this person is no reason.
因为他没有光。
Because he doesn't have light.
我们有时候也常常沉在黑暗的里面。
Oftentimes we are in darkness.
但是感谢我们的主，我们有了主耶稣的生命，我们就有了光。
But thank our Lord, when we have the life of Lord Jesus, we have light.
我们就如何的行走。
We know how to walk.
我们的人生不但能够行走，我们也是有目标。
Not only we can walk, but we have a purpose.
我们也是有盼望。
And we have hope.
以后到了14节到18节，这里就说到，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
In verse 14 through 18, it said, The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only,Who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们真正有时候不晓得怎么样的解说这一节的圣经。
And I don't really know how to interpret this verse.
但是我越读越觉得有意思。
But the more I read, the more interesting I feel it is.
所以今天我在这里就讲解一节的圣经。
So today I will speak on this one verse.
我们愿意的常常的思想到解一节的圣经。
We would like to meditate upon this verse.
说道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
That the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，也可以说是神成了人。
The Word became flesh, we can say God became man.
我们觉得这是一个非常抽象的事情。
We may feel it's abstract.
但是感谢神，在我们的当中却成了一个非常宝贵又真实的事情，在我们的信心和我们的生命的里面。
But thank God, among us, it could be very real in our faith and in our life.
在提摩太前书第三章十六节说：“大在金钱的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。”
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Great is the mystery that God is revealed in flesh." It is the conclusion of the educated Paul, the wise Paul. Word became flesh is God revealed in a body.
以后希伯来书的作者,
and then the author of the Hebrews.
我们不知道到底希伯来书是哪一位使徒写的。
We don't know which apostle wrote the book of Hebrews.
但是我读希伯来书的时候，我就觉得希伯来书实在是非常深奥、非常高超的一本的书。
But when I read this book, I feel it's very superior, very deep.
在希伯来书第十章第五节说，基督到世上来的时候。
Chapter 10 verse 5 says, when Christ came into the world,
他就向神说，神啊，你为我预备了身体。
He said to God, a body you have prepared for me.
这个身体乃是人完全的身体。
That is the complete body of a man.
这个身体不是解释说他的肉体像你我一样犯罪的那一个肉体。
It is not the sinful body like you and me.
但是他真正来的时候，他需要一个身体。
But when he come, he really need a body.
这个身体乃是完全人的身体。
That body is the complete body of a man.
所以我们的主哪一个道就住在哪一个身体的里面。
So our Lord, the Word, dwelled in that body.
哪一个完全的 人心的身体就穿上神的本身。
And that man's body as if it was clothed on the God.
我们再看腓立比书第二章第六节到第八节。
Philippians chapter 2.
或者可以帮助我们怎么样的知道如何的道成了肉身。
It can help us a little bit to understand how the Word became flesh.
使徒保罗现在了解道成肉身的意思。
Apostle Paul says this.
他说他本有神的形象。
He being in very nature God.
这个道就是这个他就是道。
That who is the Word.
就是太初与神同在的道。
Is the Word who was with God in the beginning.
他就是神。
He is God.
万物是借着他造的。
All things were made through him.
生命在他的里头,
life is in him.
这生命成了人的光,
and that life is the light of man.
使徒保罗说他本有神的形象,
Apostle says, he being in very nature God.
这个形象也可以说不但有外面的形象，也有本质，他本有神的本质。
Not only he has the likeness, but he also has the essence.
他说他不以自己与神为抢夺的,
he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself empty.
他取了奴仆的形象,
took the very nature of a serpent,
他成了人的样子,
being made in human likeness,
自己卑微,
humbled himself,
全心顺服,
became obedient,
以至于死,
to the death,
且死在十字架上,
even death on the cross.
哪一个人能够这样的谦卑,
who can be so humble?
哪一个人能够这样的顺服,
who can be so obedient?
但是我们的神, 我们的第二位神, 他愿意完全的谦卑, 完全的顺服, 完全的设计。
But the second person in the Godhead, he is willing to be completely obedient, completely humble.
所以使徒约翰就用一句话说, 道成了肉身。
So Apostle John says this, the Word became flesh.
以后保罗就特别的在加拉太书第四章第四节,
and then Paul in Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 says,
我想前几个月我也是借着这几节的圣经把使徒保罗这一个非常宝贵的真理给弟兄们有交通。
And earlier we have fellowshipped upon this verse, very precious truth.
加拉太书第四章第四节说，即至死后满足。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 says, when the time had fully come,
神就差遣他的儿子,
God sent his son,
为女子所生,
born of a woman,
且生在律法之下,
born under the law,
要把律法以下的人带出来,
to redeem those under the law,
叫他们得着了儿子的名分,
that we might receive the full rights of sons.
这是保罗所了解的福音,
that's the apostle Paul has received.
这是保罗 非常宝贵的信心,
that's the precious message of Paul.
这是你我所应当领受的信仰,
that's the faith you and I shall have.
及至时候满足, 神就差遣他的儿子, 为女子所生, 且生在律法之下。
At the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
以后保罗又在罗马书第八章第三节, 就说律法既因肉体的软弱有所不能行，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们绝不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Then Paul said in Romans chapter 8 verse 3, for what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature but according to the Spirit.
保罗可以说他是一个守律法的个人，犹太教徒。
Paul is a Jew who fully observes the law.
他在腓立比书他自己说见证说，按律法说，我是可以说是完全无可指责的。In
Philippians he says, according to the law, I'm blameless.
但是保罗信了耶稣以后就发现， 律法之阴冷的软弱有所不能够行。
But after Paul believed in Jesus, he found that the law is powerless.
而且保罗是非常有把握的说，我能够行善，得着了神的喜悦。
You know, he could have said, I can do good to please God.
也换一句话说，他可守摩西的律法，他可以得着了义，得着了永生。
In other words, he could obtain righteousness through observing the law of Moses.
但是保罗真正的能够守完全的律法吗？
But could Paul really observe the full law?
在罗马书第八章第三节，他就说的，律法有所不能够行的。Here
it says, the law is powerless to do.
我想到我们总是有缺陷。
We always have shortness.
我想人还没有犯罪，没有受魔鬼的迷惑的时候，若是他不在生命的里面，他还是有缺陷。
Even before the man were tempted by the snake, if he's not in life, he still has shortness.
但是他受了魔鬼的迷惑，犯罪了以后，结一个毒素就在他的生命的里面。
But after he was tempted, that poisonous is in man.
特别就好像一个病毒或者细菌在人的血液的里面。
It's like virus in the blood of man.
有时候人健康的时候好像是很正常。
Appearance as if it's normal.
但是有一天总是会发生出来。
But one day it will come out.
我们常常说，我能够按照我的良心，我能够按照我的形象， 我的好行为,
Sometimes we say, I live, I do things according to my conscience. I can come to God.
我们也常常说的,
and sometimes we say, I shall be responsible for my own things.
但是事实上,
but really, we cannot please God by doing good.
我们也没有办法负起我们自己的责任。
And actually we cannot be responsible for ourselves.
感谢我们的神。
Thank God.
他乃是差遣他自己的儿子。
He sent his own son.
这是我们的话语。
This is our words.
在原来的意思说，他乃是差遣那独一的那个一切的根源。
The original says he sent the only, the original.
所以 Morpheus 圣经就翻译说，他乃是独生神。
So that word was is actually should be translated the only begotten God.
我们常常说这个儿子，那到底神怎么生他的？
We say, how can God beget that son?
所以约翰开始的时候就说，结为我们所相信的也是乃是道。
So John says, this Jesus we believe is the Word.
他说太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
The Word was with God.
他道就是神。
The Word was God.
这一个太初不是是一个开始的太初。
That beginning was just not the beginning.
有一个解经家说，他这个太初乃是说开始的以前还有无始无终的。
And a scholar says this is the beginningless beginning.
在英文来说 ，in the beginning, no beginning.
In the beginning, 开始的时候没有开始。
哦，这个叫我们能够领我们知道说，哦，原来我们所信的耶稣，他乃是真神。
That helps us to understand that the Jesus we believe is the true God.
以后使徒约翰就慢慢一步一步的就把这个神差遣他的儿子显明出来。
And then step by step, John reveals the Son that was sent by God.
所以我们就说，我们所相信的神是父是神，子是神，圣灵也是神。
So we say the God we believe, Father is God, Son is God, and the Spirit is God.
这是我们的信心。
This is our faith.
这是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
这也成了你我的信仰的生命。
This is the life of our faith.
所以彼得向主承认说，你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
So Peter acknowledged to the Lord that you are the Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God.
所以我们在这一句话里面用一点时间思想的时候，就说道成了肉身。
So Word became flesh.
这是指着主耶稣是完全的神。
It refers that Jesus is the complete God.
他也是完全的人。
And he is holy man.
他神跟人的两性相合。
He is two nature in one.
但是每一个都有独立自由的主权。
Each is independent and freedom.
但是却成了一体。
But became one body.
这是极大的奥秘。
That is mystery.
这是极大的恩典。
That is grace.
这也是极大的真理。
That is truth.
这因为是神。
Because he is God.
我们他把他自己启示给我们的时候，让我们来领受。
When he reveals himself, he wants us to receive him.
好让我们真正能够得到他的恩典，又得到他的真理。
That we might have his grace and have his truth.
第二句话在十四节的里面说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And then it says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
有的可以翻译说，真正的翻译说，道成了肉身，在我们的中间支搭会幕。
Or you can translate as, the word became flesh and tabernacle among us.
我想我们有时候觉得，哇，这个很不容易听得懂。
Sometimes we think this is hard to understand.
但是我读的时候叫我心中非常的喜乐。
But when I read, I'm very joyful in heart.
我就希望能够把这样的恩典，把这样的喜乐也分享给弟兄姊妹。
I'd like to share with you such
grace and joy. 为什么他说住在我们的中间，又翻译说在我们的中间支搭帐幕。
Why it can be translated as tabernacle among us?
那真正的原文的意思，我想林弟兄知道原文，他在这里可以自己我如果说错了，他可以说不对不对，那个他也听到的时候，他就常常就想到底这个对不对。我相信这个原文是说到 tabernacle， 是说到会幕。
And Brother John knows the original text. I believe the original text does say tabernacle among us.
他在我们中间执掌帐篷。
He tabernacle among us.
也可以说是执掌会幕。
You can say he built a tent of meeting among us.
在前一个月的信息的里面，我就说到，耶稣是我们的好牧人。
The messages of last month, I was sharing Jesus is the good shepherd of us.
所以一共我讲了三次。
I shared three times.
第一次就是耶稣是真的牧人。
First time, Jesus is the true shepherd.
第二次，耶稣是好牧人。
Second time, he is the good shepherd.
第三次呢，是耶稣是大牧人。Third
time, he is the chief shepherd.
是在约翰福音第四章第一节到十八节。That
was John chapter 10, verse 1 through 18.
那今天我在这里是第一次讲到会幕。And
today, it's the first time I talk about tabernacle.
神的会幕。The
tabernacle of God.
我这一个月里面所领受的也要讲三次。
And this month, I will share three times.
这第一次的会幕呢，是在约翰福音第一章第十四节。The
first tabernacle is John chapter 1 verse 14.
他说道成了肉身，在人的，在我们的中间执掌会幕。The
word became flesh and tabernacle among us.
下一个主日我就要提到启示录第七章十三节到十七节。
Next week, I will mention Revelation chapter 7, verse 13
through 17.
And that is a heavenly tabernacle. Today's tabernacle is a tabernacle on earth. Revelation chapter 7 is a tabernacle in heaven. The Lamb shall cover with tabernacle these martyrs.
那最后我乃是要在启示录第21章第3节到第5节。And
the last time will be chapter 20, Revelation chapter 21.
在那里还有一个会幕。3
to 5, there is another tabernacle.
那是在新天新地新耶路撒冷的里面。That
in the new heaven and earth, the new Jerusalem.
只是约翰还是用会幕这两个字。
And Apostle John still used the word tabernacle.
他说神的帐幕在人间。He
said the tabernacle is among men.
他要与人同住。He
will live with them.
这是使徒约翰特别他的得的启示。This
is the revelation of Apostle John.
我就想到为什么使徒约翰为什么要用会幕这两个字。
And I was wondering why Apostle John used the word tabernacle.
他可以用别的字。He
could have used other words.
他说住在我们中间。He
dwell among us.
他可以用房屋写的字, all equals.
He can use 房屋.
他也可以用另外一个字,英文翻成stay, 就住在,暂时住在哪一个地方。
He could have said stay, 停留。
但是使徒约翰特别就用解一个会幕，在人间执掌会幕。But
Apostle John especially used the word tabernacle.
我就想到当那个，施洗约翰为主耶稣做见证的时候。When
John Baptist bear witness to the Lord.
他就给他的门徒来介绍说，看哪，神的羔羊要除去世界世人罪孽的。
He told his disciples, Behold the Lamb of God who bears the sin of the world.
他看见耶稣走过去的时候，他或许这样说：看哪，神的羔羊，他是神的羔羊，他要背负世上一切人罪孽的。
And as Jesus walked by, he said, Behold the Lamb of God who will bear the sins of the world.
这个使徒约翰好像这个他的心灵里面特别的敏感。
And as if the heart of Apostle John was Apostle John is very sensitive.
他另外一个门徒名叫安德烈。Another
disciple is Andrew.
他就跟安德烈说，我们去跟这一只的神的羔羊。He
told Andrew, Let's follow this Lamb of God.
所以耶稣在前面走。As
Jesus was walking ahead.
安德烈跟约翰就在后面跟。Andrew
and John were following.
我们的主耶稣就非常的敏感，看见人到底需要什么。
Jesus was very sensitive. He knew what men need.
他就转过头来就问这两个渔夫说, 你要我为你做什么事？
He turned back to these two fishermen and said, what do you want?
也可以说你跟我，你到底要找什么事情？
You follow me, what are you looking for?
他约翰就说，夫子，你在哪里住？
And John asked, Rabbi, where are you living?
这个字可以这个住 不同的字。
That live is different from tabernacle.
这个住就是说你到底 要停在哪一个地方。
Where do you stay?
所以耶稣就说你来看。
Jesus said, come and see.
哪一天就安德烈跟约翰就跟耶稣住了一天。
And that night, Andrew and John stayed with Jesus.
当他跟耶稣住在一起的时候，
As they stayed together,
他忽然心开了。
Suddenly his heart opened.
他的眼睛也开了。
His eyes were open.
他就看见这位的弥赛亚。
He saw this Messiah.
他赶快就回去告诉他的兄弟。
雅
各说，我已经找到弥赛亚。
Quickly he went back to his brother James.
安德烈也一样的回去找他的哥哥彼得。
And Andrew also went back to see his brother Peter.
他们都说，我们已经找到了。
They said, we have found.
我们已经看见了。
We have seen.
所以在约翰以后，在写约翰书信的时候，他说，起初生命之道，是我亲眼看到，亲耳听到，亲手摸到。
So later on, he said in Epistle of John, said, this word of the beginning, I have seen with my own eyes, touched with my own hand.
弟兄姊妹，生命之道是非常真实的。
The word of life is very real.
不是模糊的。
It is not vague.
不是人说耶稣可信你就相信。
It's not others say Jesus is believable and you believe.
当你接受主耶稣的时候，你里面是很清楚的，可经历到这位生命的主。
When you receive Jesus, inwardly you can very clearly experience this Jesus.
我就想到使徒约翰特别的在写一个行走在路上、行走在人间的主耶稣。
So Apostle John, when he was introducing this Jesus walking among them,
他从外面就看到耶稣的里面。
From the outward, he can see the inside.
他就好像从那个会幕的外院看到里面的至圣所。
As if from the outer court of the tabernacle, he could see into the Holy of Holies.
所以他当他要写约翰福音的时候，就特别的提到说，道成了肉身，在人在我们的当中自打帐篷。
So when he wrote the Apostle the Gospel of John, he said the Word became flesh, tabernacle among us.
我们看见他的荣光。
We see his glory.
我们经历了他的恩典。
We experience his grace.
我们也经历了他的真理。
And we experience his truth.
让我们来看三件事情。
Let us see three things.
第一个，使徒约翰说到说，他说他看见了父独生子的荣光。
First, he says, I see the glory of the one and only.
在中文的圣经是放在后面。
In the Chinese translation, this is put as the last phrase.
应当是要先看到哪个荣光。
But actually, the glory is first.
第十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And as it says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
而且一个会幕在希腊文用的字是skena.
The word tabernacle, the Greek is skena.
Skena. 有的英文有的是用 skinny.
Some say skinny.
但是这个希伯来文就说到哪一个荣光，哪一个在会幕显出来的荣光的时候，就用那个 skena.
So the glory revealed in the tabernacle is called Shekinah.
而中文就翻译为血信啊。
Chinese translate as
这两个发音都是一样的。
This is the same translation.
所以告诉我们说, 会幕在哪一个地方, 神的荣光就在哪一个地方。
So that tells us wherever the tabernacle is, wherever the glory of God is.
会幕在哪一个地方, 主就住在哪一个地方。
Wherever the tabernacle is, wherever the
Lord dwells in.
And also glory will reveal there.
所以使徒约翰说, 我看见他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光。
So Apostle John says, I've seen the glory, the glory of the one and only.
这位我们所相信的耶稣在我们当中直达帐幕。
This Jesus that we believe tabernacle among us.
他是主神临在的地方。
That's where God comes.
他也是哪一个荣光显现的地方。
He is where the glory reveals.
所以我们看到若是读约翰福音的时候,
so if you read the
Apostle John,
every chapter the glory of God is revealed.
我们看到他讲的七个神迹,
we see the seven signs,
也七个兆头,
the seven miracles.
我们都看见神的荣耀,
we see the glory of God.
当耶稣在迦拿把水变酒的时候,
in Cana, when Jesus turned the water into wine, it says it reveals God's glory. Chapter 4, when that son gets healed, it is to reveal the glory. And in the colony of Solomon, when he was healed, it was to reveal the glory of God. In chapter 6, five bread and two fish that feed 5,000, that was to reveal the glory of God.
他在海上平静风浪,
when he silenced the storm, it was to reveal the glory of God. When he opened the eyes of the blind, it was to reveal the glory of God. And when he raised Lazarus from dead, it was to reveal the glory of God. He said, A wind of wheat, if it does not come into the ground, is still one. If it comes to the ground, bears much fruit. That is to reveal the glory of God. It is to reveal the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹, 我们有没有看到哪一个荣耀?
Have you seen that glory?
我们有没有看到哪一个独生子的荣光?
Have you seen the glory of the one and only?
当我们看见哪一个荣光的时候, 我们就不得不伏在神的面前。
When we see that glory, we can do nothing but bow down before God.
当我们看见哪一个荣光的时候, 我们就起了一个敬畏的心。
When we see that glory, we have to have a pious heart.
当我们看见他的荣耀的时候, 我们就愿意顺服神的旨意。
And when we see that glory, we are willing to be obedient to the will of God.
我想基督徒不是一个很软弱的。
Christians are not a weak person.
我想基督徒不是一个悲观主义的。
Christians are not pessimists. They do not run away from reality. But truly have seen the glory of the God's beloved Son. I don't have much time. Later we see Peter saw that glory. We see that Saul persecuting Jesus saw that glory. He bowed down before the Lord.
He
said, full of grace and truth. I'd like to combine grace and truth. Originally, I want to mention them separately. One section for grace, one section for truth. But the more I read about the Bible, The more I feel grace and truth are connected.
难怪使徒约翰就是说，我充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
No wonder Apostle John says, full of grace and truth.
以后中文翻译放在后面说，我们也见过他的荣光，正是复读生子的荣光。
And then Chinese says, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only.
恩典和真理是连在一起的。
Grace and truth are connected.
爱和公义是连在一起的。
Love and righteousness is connected.
我们想到，哦，我信了耶稣，我可以得着了自由，我可以得着了释放。Sometimes
we think we believe in Jesus, we are free.
是的，这是恩典。
Yeah, that's grace.
但是我们要跟真理连在一起。But
we must connect to truth.
我们需要有谨守主的话。
We need to observe the words of God.
自由不是释放，不是叫我们胡为乱做。
Freedom doesn't mean we can do anything.
不是凭着自己的意思而行。
It's not to do things according to our own will.
自由释放乃是叫我们有力量，有权利可遵守神的话语。
Freedom is we have power, have the privilege to observe the word of God.
可遵守神的旨意。
To fulfill the will of God.
所以我们看到。 在旧约的里面有很多把慈爱和诚实连在一起。
So in the Old Testament, many times you can see loving kindness.
慈爱可以说代表那个恩典。
Love means grace.
哪一个信实可以代表真理。
And faithfulness can be, say, truth.
若是你们自己有时间可以看创世纪24章27节。
If you have time, you can see Genesis chapter 24, verse 27.
这是神对待亚伯拉罕。
That's how God treated Abraham.
神就用慈爱和诚实对待他。
He treated him with loving kindness and faithfulness.
以后到49节，还是哪一个仆人就见证，还是说到哪一个慈爱和诚实。
And then later on, verse 49, it also says loving kindness and faithfulness.
以后我们看到32章，我们看到雅各的事情，32章第10节。And
Genesis chapter 32, verse 10.
雅各自己向神说：“你向仆人所施的一切的慈爱诚实，我一点也不配。”And
Jacob said to God, "I'm unworthy of all the loving kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant."
神对待雅各。
God
treats Jacob
with loving kindness and faithfulness.
以后我们看到诗篇第四十篇第十节。
Then we can see Psalm 40.
这是大卫对神所说的话。
That's the words of David to God.
也是慈爱和诚实。
Loving kindness and faithfulness.
大家十一节大卫向你祷告说：“耶和华呀，求你不要向我止住你的慈爱。”
Verse 11. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是在恩典和真理的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we are always in grace and truth.
这是两方面一件的事情。
It's the two aspects of the same thing.
这样我们的路才能够走得正直。
Then our way will be straight.
这样呢，我们就不会滥用神的恩典。
Then we shall not abuse the grace of God.
我们滥用神的爱。
Abuse the love of God.
我想做父母的也是一样的。
I think same way with
parents. 一个美好的教育乃是恩典和真理两个并用。
A wonderful education combines grace and truth.
一个做父母的要好好的教养他的儿女，不是只有哪一个慈爱。
A great parent will not just educate his kids with love.
他需要诚实。
He also needs faithfulness.
这个诚实意思是说，乃是他所讲的，是要绝对的成就的。
Whatever he says shall be accomplished.
我想多少的时候我们失败。
Many times we fail.
多少教会的失败。
Many failure of the church.
多少我们福音的错讲。
And the false preaching of the gospel.
我们没有把慈爱和诚实连在一起。
We did not connect loving kindness.
我们没有把恩典和真理连在一起。
We did not connect grace and truth.
我们知道在二次大战的时候。
you know, during the Second World War.
有一个德国的联盟的教会。
There's a German, There's a federal church.
他的领袖就来到美国。
His leader came to the United States.
他名叫 Bernhoven.
He's a German. His name is Bernhoven.
他在美国的时候，很多的弟兄姊妹就劝他，你不要回到德国。
When he's in the United States, many brothers and sisters persuade him not to go back.
但是他觉得他还是有责任，为着了许多弟兄姊妹，他还是要回去德国。
But he felt responsible to go back for the brothers and sisters there.
正是二次大战非常困难的时候。
It is the peak of the Second World War.
德国几乎要失败。
Almost the German will lose.
那个希特勒就决定要自杀。
Hitler decided to commit suicide.
前一个晚上就把本霍芬枪毙掉。
The night before he killed Ben Hohen.
他虽然死了。
Although he died.
但是他的话语仍然的存留在每一个爱主的基督徒的心中。
But his words still remain in many true Christians.
他写了一本书。
He wrote a book.
就是做门徒的代价。
The cost of the discipleship.
所以这是一个非常对我个人有帮助的书。
It's a book helped me so much.
我想很多的学生，大学的学生，这是必读的书。
For many college students, this is a book you must read.
我想这告诉我们说，我们的主为我们付上了代价。
Tells us our Lord has paid the price for us.
恩典是白白给的。
Grace is freely given.
恩典是因着神的爱白白的赐给了我们。
Grace, because of the love of God, gives us freely.
是我们不配的得的。
We are unworthy, but yet we get it.
不是用我们的劳力可得来的。
We do not get it through our labor.
不是用人的劳力可以换取的。
We cannot gain it by the labor of man.
但是白白的得着，乃是里面是一个无限的代价。
But freely get, it has unlimited cost.
我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Our Lord was nailed on the cross.
他受尽一切的凌辱。
He bared all the persecution.
来个神儿子的血。
The blood of the Son of God.
无限的生命。
Unlimited life.
成了世界上最痛苦的人。
He became the most painful person.
他担当了世界上历代一切人的罪。
He bared the sins of all the generations.
一切的罪都归在他的身上。
All the sins came upon him.
因为我们没有办法负我们自己的责任。
Because we could not be responsible
for our own sins. 神为爱你我的缘故。
Because God loves you and me.
神为了要拯救世界上的罪人的缘故。
God wants to save all the sinners of the world.
他让他的儿子付上了这样的代价。
He let his son pay that price.
这个代价是何等的宝贵。
How precious is that cost?
弟兄姊妹，我们信了主。
Brother and sister, you and I believe.
我们觉得我们是靠恩典。
We think we rely on grace.
我们有没有行在真理的里面？
Have we walked in truth?
让我们白白的来领受神的恩典。
Let us freely take the grace of God.
让我们得着了生命，我们要好好的来跟从我们主耶稣。
And then we have the life, we need to follow the Lord faithfully.
让我们能够行在神的光中。
That we might walk in the light of God.
行在神的真理的里面。
Walk in the truth of God.
这是我里面的负担。
This is the burden of my heart.
我虽然有时候自己也没有办法行出来。
Sometimes I couldn't live out myself.
但是我总是希望他的教会。
But I always want.
能够真正遵行神的旨意。
I always want his church, all the things to fulfill the will of God.
我们的侍奉。
Our service.
我们的一切的做法。
All the things we do.
都不是凭着我们自己的意思。
Do not do according to our own will.
我们乃是要寻求圣灵的带领。
We want to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们乃是要寻求神的旨意。
We want to seek the will of God.
神的话语在新约的里面是非常清楚。
The word of God is very clear in the New Testament.
我们每一次的祷告。
Every time we pray.
我们每一次的侍奉。
Every time we serve.
我们是不是要翻开圣经。
Do we open the Bible?
看看我们所做的。
see if what we do, is it according to the word of God? We raise our kids. We treat our parents. We treat our brothers. We treat all the people. Do we follow the word of God? Let us see that tabernacle. Let us see that incarnate Jesus. He's full of grace and truth. We have seen his glory. Glory of the only begotten. Let us come to him. Through him we can come to the bosom of the Father. How can we draw near to God? Not that we can pray. Not that we can read the Bible. Not only we can gather together, but truly through his beloved Son Jesus. We are willing to come inside the tabernacle. Come into God. We follow him closely. This is the first tabernacle John shared. I've seen the glory. The glory of the only
begotten.
He told us inside that tabernacle is full of grace
and
truth. May we live in that glory. And love one another in his grace. I'd like to introduce one hymn.
等一下, Tony 可以领我们唱。
Tony can lead us singing.
这是355首,
355.
这里是靠近父神怀中,
near to the heart of God.
这是 McAfee.
The author is McAfee.
我不知道怎么念 McAfee. 这首诗歌是1901年写的。
It was written in 1901.
他是生在1866年,
he was born 1866. He left the world in 1944. He lived to 79 years of age. And I feel close to him.
他写这首诗的时候是因为他的两个子女
Nephew. When he wrote this hymn, he had two nephews. He got a disease.
Diphtheria.
We know diphtheria was fatal at that time. Now we have vaccine.
有了疫苗还是得了白喉。
I remember my younger daughter, although she got vaccine, but she still got it.
我们就送到医生去看，医生都不看。
We sent to a doctor, doctor refused to see him.
以后一个澳大利亚的医生 Dr. Nicole 是给我一个很好的朋友。
Later on, I have a friend from Australia, Dr. Nicole.
他就看他，他就是赶快要送到台大去。
He saw him and said, you should send him to the University of Taiwan. And we went to the separated room. I saw many kids, they have a hole in their throat. It was a very dark room.
他们就说,
They said there were a few kids left yesterday.
但是感谢神，我们进去了以后就觉得主与我们同在。
And when we went in, we felt the Lord was with us.
所以好像他们也感觉到主在哪一个病房的里面。
And then they almost felt the same way. They felt the Lord was in that room.
我们就非常心里非常的平安。
We were very peaceful.
又过了几天。 那个淑芳我的小女儿就得着了医治。
A few days later, my daughter was healed.
所以我了解到这个白喉是非常严重的病，在那个时候。
So that I realized that was very deadly disease.
所以一个牧师是长老会的牧师。
And he's a this person is a pastor of the Presbyterian Church.
他在芝加哥第一长老会牧会。
He pastors in the first Presbyterian Church of Chicago.
当他这个子女死了以后，他心中非常悲伤。
When his nephews died, he was very sad in heart.
当这个时候，神就给他话语。
At that time, God gave him words.
就把他带到父神的怀中。
Brought him to the bosom of the Father.
他得到了安慰。
He was comforted.
他就写了这一首的诗歌。
He wrote this hymn.
第一节说，有一安静稳妥之处。
There is a place of quiet rest.
靠近父神怀中。
Near to the heart of God.
在比罪恶不能够侵袭。
A place where sin cannot molest.
靠近父神怀中。
Near to the heart of God.
在主耶稣亲爱救主。
Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer.
降至父神怀中。
Send from the heart of God.
求主使我得能力。
Hold us who wait before you.
靠近父神怀中。
Near to the heart of God.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has seen Father.
唯独从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Only the Son in the bosom of the Father reveals.
他是父怀中的独生子。
He is the beloved Son in the bosom of the Father.
他是父神的心怀。
He is the bosom of the Father.
他是父神的思想意念。
He is the mind and thoughts of the Father.
他是父神的话。
He is the word of the Father. Let us often come into him. Then he was comforted. He wrote the
在追思的时候, 在芝加哥, 他的弟弟就唱这一首诗歌。
And in the memorial service, his brother sang this song.
虽然是一个悲哀的聚会,
although it was a sad meeting,
但是却是唱出来一个希望美好的诗歌。
But then sing out the hope and the wonderful hymn.
让我们一起唱, 我们以后一起祷告。
Let us sing this hymn and have some prayer.